A new law going into effect in Michigan on June the 1st that will be centering around mammograms and specific information related to breast cancer and the patients. Senate Bill 879 requires doctors to notify women if they have dense breasts. Dense breast tissue shows up white on a mammogram, and so do tumors. That makes it difficult or even impossible to spot cancer sometimes. That, according to some sources, women with dense breast tissue have an increased risk of breast cancer and should get additional screening. It seems quite a step here. And joining us on the program, Teresa Hendricks, to talk more about this. Teresa, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. So tell me about that. I mean, it seems unusual to me that we need a law to instruct our physicians to notify women who are at risk. But tell me how this came about.
Yeah, it's a shame that it wasn't doctor-driven instead of patient-driven. But this really is a game changer now in breast cancer, because we know that if you catch cancer early, you know, the person lives. If you catch it too late, the person dies. Stakes don't get any bigger than this. And we know that mammograms give you a baseline of your density, but they're only effective for half of the population. So about half of women have some sort of density. And that means that they're at increased risk for cancer, some say at 4 to 6 times increased risk, and that it's an independent risk factor. So, and then you have the problem with the mammogram not being able to see through the density. So we have a lot of other options, a lot of other technology out there, a lot of other exams. But women have to know about it in order to be able to advocate for it with their doctor. Mm-hmm. So this will give them the information that they never had before.
So, and you're a breast cancer survivor, is that correct?
Yes. Mine was caught after 7 years of mammograms, missed it. I found it myself and insisted on additional screening, and that's when I found it. But by then, it had already gone into my lymph nodes. So what the goal was is to catch it earlier so women can have it removed when it's just like a cavity and it has no ongoing consequences for their daily life, and they can live a normal life expectancy. That's the goal.
I guess my concern here reading this is that you'll have unintended consequences. I mean, if a doctor is required by law to notify women that they have dense breasts, and if he doesn't, he's in violation of the law, or he or she doesn't notify, they'd notify everybody, you know, even if they think it might be slightly dense. And I think you end up with the possibility of having people filling up the system that maybe don't need to be there. Is that a possibility?
Well, even if you're considered what you said slightly dense, but I would call it heterogeneously dense, even if you're that, you will get this letter. So the 50% of the population that I'm worried about is going to be covered by this law. And it's a good idea just to know what your density is, because it can change throughout life. You can get less dense over time. You can be quite dense when you're young and more fatty and when you're older, or you can have a 92-year-old with dense breasts. There's no pattern to it. You have to keep on top of it.
No, right. So, and density is, as some people put it, the best-kept secret. Now this was Rachel Ruiz over at Wood TV in Grand Rapids did a pretty extensive piece on all of this, correct?
Yes. Today they feature on Wood the story of a woman who had many mammograms, and there was concern, so that there was a follow-up mammogram and an ultrasound. And based on the follow-up mammogram, they canceled the ultrasound. And so her cancer went undetected, and she's stage 4 and metastasized, so it's spreading, and her outcome is very poor. And it's all because she didn't have that additional ultrasound, and she relied only on the mammogram. And, of course, her problem was density. It was too hard to see through the white tissue to find the white-looking cancer when you're looking through a mammogram.
Okay, so, and again, I'm back to this whole, I'm trying to figure out if this is going to help women or slow down the process. If everybody gets the letter, basically, because in order to cover themselves against, you know, attorneys and being sued and so forth, doctors are going to send out a snowstorm of these letters. And it just seems to me like it'll clog the system.
Oh, I see what you're saying. No, everybody always gets a letter anyway. That's the law already. So after every mammogram, you get a letter. The only difference is if you are in the 50% of us that are dense, your letter has this additional paragraph, so you have the information that you need. So it's the same stamp, the same envelope, the same process of communicating to the patient, but you have the right information now if you're in the 50% category where your density might be a concern for a mammogram.
All right, fair enough. And if you want to find out more about this issue and so forth, Where do they go? Do you have a resource?
I have a Facebook page called Breast Density Matters, and there's a very good webpage called breastdensityinfo.org, and also they can check on the Wood TV site. They link to a lot of these sites.
All right. Well, I greatly appreciate the insight here, and I greatly appreciate your time. Teresa Hendricks here, and that another part of that series will be on Wood TV. Is that correct?
That's correct. They're doing full coverage on almost every news broadcast this entire week.
All right. Greatly appreciate it. Teresa Hendricks joining us here on the program. And I'm still a little bit confused about this, but Senate Bill 879 requires doctors to notify women if they have dense breast tissue. Dense breast tissue shows up white on a mammogram, and so do tumors. That makes it difficult or even possible to spot the cancer.